This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's Uptown Funk. You see this one? I'm going to go to Udlale Gangnane and just Gangnane Unya. I mean, I'm that type of person. I'm not saying. Maybe I'm going to go to but I don't dance. Ook dance again. Maybe you saw a video on Friday that was taken. Beautiful song, Mark Rosen, as well as Bruno Mars. This one came through on MUT Radio, Shape and Own of the Future. I'm the king of Obi. Better known as Mr. Keching Keching. Mr. Much Money. I'm not alone right now. Usekona Mukhaja. I don't know what I'm pronouncing you. It's your name, Osene.
It's my name.
It's your name.
Yes.
Mukhaja. Mukhaja. I mean, I said Mukhaja. Oh, I'm going to listen.
No,
no problem. 16 minutes after 2 o'clock, I'm the king of Obi. As I've promised you, Ugutege Usekona. So, Beskuluma about experience. Okay. Nazozonke is into Azenzai. And again, see, just only one thing. Kuning Agwenzai. Mo Kache, good afternoon, sir, and welcome on MUT Radio.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm glad to be here. In Bingelela Nonke Abalalile Makai.
If you can tell someone ukuthi ubani esikhuluma naye namhlanje funda la ekhaya mangabe kukhona ikhozi ayenzayo yes for sure ngabe vele uzele yona ikhozi. Staff or students, your background?
I'm doing my third year in environmental health. I'm from Ivory Park, Midrand, Joburg. So
yeah.
I currently live at Bernard Close Residence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, okay. Bengitu ya Quebec.
Oh, no.
Okay, no problem. Gibonile la pana we Mukhaja. Ukuthi uyena umuntu ohlezi nje kuningi okwenzayo. You are the visionary entrepreneur, a mentor, a youth leader from Ivory Park, from leading startups like MK Power Living and Forever Living, by the way. Shuthi abona nje ngithi Power Living ukusho ukuthi inamandla, ngididekele into enamandla vele. It has power, I don't wanna lie. Okay, go to again, it's a forever living, okay, as well as Echo Nappies to inspire action and innovation at Mangosuthu University of Technology. Mhlambe, can you take us back to the beginning, Ugutige? What inspired you to start your first business, EMK Forever Living?
Okay, so ngiqale 2023 exactly lento.
Yeah.
I started with Excellent Affiliate Creations.
Yeah.
Ngayiqala ku TikTok. I created a page on TikTok. I was doing logo designs, but I was just posting, you know, advertising what I do.
Yeah.
But I ended up giving up, you know. I ended up giving up along the way, but I have always I'm not making any progress.
You look at
the numbers, you expect to have a certain number of followers, but now the followers are not coming through.
But so, you continue being consistent as well as committed towards that.
Yes. I ended up giving up.
Yeah.
And I remember the TikTok account, I didn't even have access to it anymore for some reason or the other.
Yeah.
So, but I think the issue here was because I hadn't realized my purpose in life.
I love that. You know?
So, but I decided to give my life to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did, things started to change. I started to realize where I would be taken in life. I started to see what God has purposed me to be. So I started realizing that there is an eagle that is entrapped in my being that needs to be awakened. So I also devised Ramachiba Enterprises.
Yes.
I came up with it, but Ramachiba Enterprises was found to be similar to another name, another company name. So I decided to name it MK Forever Living.
Yeah.
So there is a caption there that says Evolian Centrum.
Mm-hmm.
And the logo has an eagle because I watched a clip by Dr. Miles Munro of the 7 success principles of an eagle.
Sure.
And I was really inspired by this animal.
Mm.
You know, it is the animal that is aware of everything but focuses on one thing.
Eagle.
An eagle. Yes, so an eagle is aware of everything, but it has a vision.
Hey, that is a motivation, by the way.
Yes.
Eesh.
So it does realize its prey that it's there, and it does realize that there are distractions ahead, but it chooses to focus on that prey that is miles away, and it captures it. It is an animal that renews itself. So I started adopting my principles from there.
And focused on the purpose.
Yes. And focused on the purpose.
You know, I like the fact that you're making an example of an eagle. Because an eagle, ibona many, like, for an example, fish. An eagle saw many fishes there in the river or in the sea. But only focus on one.
On one thing at a time.
I love that. Yes. I really love that.
Thank you, Zay. So, yeah, I started to see. I mean, I'm a person who does a lot of things.
Yeah, I can see.
I do a lot of things, but I ended up seeing Guti. It's not gonna benefit me. You know, when you are hands on everywhere, you start to be distracted, and sometimes you even forget important things. So I was like, okay, let me see what I'm really good at. You know, I realized that I have a modus operandi of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Let me cultivate that. So creativity and writing,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and speaking as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to develop traits, habits, small habits.
Yeah.
So per day I do a 5-minute presentation.
Mm-hmm.
I do 250 words writing.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously I will advertise my business. So MK Forever Living deals with posters, designs, deals with resumes, CVs, Instagram presets, a personal portfolio for, you know, those brand analysts, the brand aspirers, people who are looking to create their own brand, and for career development. So we have a special element because we focus on adding value to our clients. And our CV is curated in such a way that it focuses on the personal development, the personal journey of the individual. That this individual journeyed in this enterprise or in this experience. And these are the milestones that they achieved. I believe it's very important that we show Uguti in this business or in this employment, I used to do these duties, and these are the milestones that I carried. I assisted over 200 students. So I believe that is what we should include in a CV, so that the employers see that this person has potential. They have the skills that are needed for my business or for my company to grow. So MK Forever Living stems from Ramachiba Enterprises. They are not very far away from each other. But that caption, Evolin Semtram, has initials of my family members, my mom, my siblings, my dad, because I believe there should be something that reminds me that I have to work hard. I have to reach there no matter what. Because, you know, there is procrastination along the way. You sometimes lose strength. So there should be a reminder that I'm doing this for the future of my... I'm doing this for my future. I'm doing it for my parents. I'm doing it because I have to. So there should be something that pushes you. That is what differentiates you from the rest 97%. That is what distinguishes the 3% from the 97% who are just living a regular life. So the 3% cultivate a success, a successful life. They focus on a life of success. They choose to be to suffer now at this instant so that they can reward their future self. So when you get money now, for example, Nesfas, you get 1.7. You should divide it in such a way that your future self is rewarded. That 50% I will choose to spend on grocery. 20% my savings. 20% maybe you're using it for a personal, you know? And then the other 20% goes to your investment. Maybe you will invest in Bitcoin or you buy shares or whatever. So you must be able to invest in your future self. Reward your future self. Don't think for the now. So I've come to that point and I realize that, you know, it's a choice that a person makes. Yes.
So, I also saw that you are also a founder of Nappies. Mhlambe, running two companies while studying umfundi student and holding multiple portfolios sounds like a lot of work. Mhlambe, if you can share ukuthi wena, how do you manage your time and keep and what keeps you ukuthi uqhubeke kona konke lokho kwenzayo?
Okay, so Eco Nappies was developed from Inectus MUT. So Inectus MUT is an entrepreneurship organization. So I was the project coordinator. So I we realized that many people dispose of soiled nappies. So why not create something sustainable so that we can clean up the communities, you know? And so the formula works in this way. We decompose soiled nappies by 80% to release a residue, a fertilizer that can be used for crop production. So the fertilizer will be sold to farmers. But for now, it is still a startup. So how I'm able to manage this, I was a project coordinator of Inectus MUT previously, but you know, I decided to take a step back to say I'm not gonna apply for the presidential position because normally a person would move from project coordinator to being a president. But I decided to say no. For now, let me not be a leader. Let me not apply for any leadership position, because the issue with having a leadership position, you see yourself as big, you exalt yourself, so you don't focus on the work anymore. So I decided that no, let me add value to MUT students. Let us focus on adding value to MUT students. Let us empower them first, so that when we build businesses, we start and we grow with them, so that we go to the communities as well, having empowered MUT students. So yes, so that is the consciousness that helped me to be able to manage all these tasks, because there are 10 things that I do in a day. There are 10 habits that I need to have complete, or tasks that I need to have completed in a day. So yeah, it's basically you doing those small chunks of work that build huge progress.
And you've spoken about the importance of small actionable steps. Can you share maybe one example or a few examples of a small step that made a big difference in your journey?
Okay, so I indulge in physical activity when I wake up. I do 100 skips 3 times. And then I do 20 push-ups 3 times. And then I also do a 5-minute presentation, as I said before.
Mm-hmm.
And then I write 250 words about my personal journey, my experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe in building consistency first.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can exercise for 2 hours today, but tomorrow I might not exercise 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the amount of work that I put in today, then I have to put it again tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So you doing those small steps helps you to be consistent, because it takes 66 days to build consistency.
Mm.
Before you can reach 66 days, you are not yet consistent. So I decided to instead of, you know, doing a lot of focusing on doing a lot of things in a day, let me do these tasks.
Mm.
Complete this task and then see that I have the potential, so that God can also realize that this person rewards himself. You know, he's committed to the things that he sets for himself, to the goals that he sets for himself.
Maybe what advice would you give to a young person, Okhona lapha Ivory Park? Maybe he or she is listening to you right now, or anywhere in South Africa or in Africa, ukuthi who want to start something but feels ukuthi they don't have enough resources, or they don't get enough support. They are expected to go to buy it all. As you've mentioned, you go to TikTok, you started something, but you were told good, hey, I have a lentil when you were expecting good to have a con. Tell me, what advice would you give to that particular person?
I would say to them, this thing starts with realizing their purpose. If anyone wants to build a business or anything, they need to sit down with themselves personally, alone, you know, not in a crowd. Have an alone time, do a deep self introspection, and really see what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, and focus on alleviating the weaknesses that they have, the mm-hmm. setbacks, and then the strengths, they build more on them. So if they realize that I'm good in writing, focus more on writing, be a master in it, be the top 1% in it.
Hmm.
And as for the people that have businesses but they don't have funding, there are programs that fund entrepreneurs, people who have big bold ideas that are willing to fund those people. So there are programs, there are competitions that they can enter for. For example, there is the Tony Elumelu Foundation. It is a philanthropy company
mm-hmm.
that funds entrepreneurs with $5,000.
Hmm.
So if you have such a bold idea, you use it to apply there. Just an idea that is needed.
Yeah.
Just you having an idea.
Hmm.
So people, it is okay to dream, but you have to be differentiated between an actionist and a passionist. A passionist says, I'm going to do this, but they don't do it.
Mm.
An actionist takes action.
Mm.
They become disciplined and they do what they have to do, because they realize that the reason you are procrastinating is because the devil realizes that you have strategy, you have ideas from God, and he doesn't want you to implement them.
Mm.
So, but you are your own worst enemy.
Mm.
Because the reason why you did not wake up, the reason why you snoozed the alarm is not because of someone else. It's you. It's your choice.
Mm.
The reason why you arrived for class is because of your choice, not another person's choice.
Mm.
So you have to own up. You have to own up your show. You have to be responsible. Take action. What should I do in this instance? You know? Mm. And you have to really have a reason why you need to succeed, why you want to succeed, and why do you believe that you are going to succeed. So you need to have a statement of purpose or a success formula.
Mm-hmm.
That in 5 years' time, I'm going to be this and that and that. And I believe so because of this and that and that. You must have solid basis on why you want to succeed.
Mm. Mokaj, let's go this side and drink some water. And then come back. Beautiful song. The name of this one is called Sweet It Up. Sikhuluma izinto ezimnandi kakhulu namhlanje. He also mentioned Iggy. Izinto engiyithande kakhulu ke lezo. I hope you're inspired there. Enjoy this one. We're coming back. Leave your love behind. Can't keep up with the ways that you change your mind. If you can't keep up and break my heart to pieces, somebody else gon' sweep it up. Sweep it up. Sweep it up. If you can't keep up. On a hand, it's still hard to reach ya. Don't let your next mistake be the one to teach ya. Somebody else gon' sweep it up. Sweep it up. Your name if no one called you it. And you forget the use of every argument. I thought I was selfish, but you take the cake. Come alive at night and I always take the bait. But you, something about you I can't let go of. And you make me question all I know of. Should've been my baby, what's the hold up? Just tell me when you gonna grow up. Oh, oh. 2 years and still I see you and get stage fright. 2 years I can't lie, but still we were on the same side. My main line, trying to save you like daylight. I don't wanna leave your love behind. Can't keep up with the ways that you change your mind. And you can't keep up and break my heart to pieces. Somebody else gon' sweep it up, sweep it up. Sweep it up, you can't keep up. Don't let your next mistake be the one that takes ya. Somebody else gon' sweep it up, sweep it up. Sweep it up, you can't give up. Somebody else gon' sweep it up, sweep it up. Goddamn, sweep it up. Better clean this up. I can't read you, I can't leave you. You know I want you, but I don't need you. First time was a movie, what's a sequel? Deep down, I'm just tryna get equal, yeah, yeah. 2 years and still I see you, and guess they try. 2 years I can't lie, but still we were on the same side. My main line, tryna save you like daylight. I don't wanna leave your love behind. Can't keep up with the ways that you change your mind. If you can't keep up and break my heart, somebody else gon' sweep it up, sweep it up. Somebody else gon' Sweep It Up, a beautiful song. The name of this one is called Coco Jones. Huh? No, by Coco Jones. Coming through on MUT Radio, Shape and Own of the Future. It is called Sweep It Up. Beautiful song, 1437. I'm the king of Obi. I promised you good to get. So, Peter Sbuye, Sim Donce, Mukaja, an entrepreneur mentor as well as a youth leader. Usahlezike Natila. Mukaja, let's continue. And see, she usakhuluma about God. Yes. I like that in our conversation. You've spoken about the role of faith in your journey. So, if you can explain, how has your belief in God influenced your business, ama decisions wakho lapho in your business and leadership approach?
Okay, so you know, my journey with God has been very stupendous, mm-hmm. I would say, because it started from even last year when I was staying in main campus.
Yeah,
and I remember that week I was fasting, and God just whispered something to me, and He said, "You know, you can deliver groceries for these people at a fee, at a price." Mm. So there was a guy who was struggling with his Nesfas. Mm. So I decided to add him to the business. Mm. I decided to make it a two-way business partnership. So we started doing it. We started implementing it. But I think it was around September, so it was a bit late. Mm. So it went very successful. But because, you know, with the exams and everything, it was a bit late.
Mm-hmm.
So God has been a cornerstone of my life,
yeah,
to be honest.
Mm.
And He's the one who has helped me to make decisions He's the one who brings customers for me because I do pray.
True,
yes.
True.
So he helps me make connections, you know, that are reliable. Because I remember that even on Instagram, there is a guy who once called me. He's a Nigerian guy. But at first I was skeptical, you know, the issue with Nigerians.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes. So that guy kept calling me, you understand. But I was busy. I didn't have time for him because I was like, Uzong scammer, you'll tell me about Bitcoin and everything, about Forex, you know.
Yeah.
So he was persistent, and then I ended up calling him via an audio call. When I called him, he picked up, and he started still telling me his story that I'm from Nigeria. I own a business college. I'm the founder and the CEO of Doxa Business College. He started opening up. He said, I'm also a Christian, you know, I serve God. Then I started telling him that I have a digital ebook. I have an ebook that gives step by step processes of earning money online. So I need someone to market it, you know, in a large audience. And then he was like, okay, let's do this. I have 3,000 people in my community, so I can actually advertise your ebook there. So I can create a video that will have a link where people can purchase your ebook, because right now it's been published to Amazon. It's on the Amazon website. So we started talking with this guy, and he connected me with people from even America.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
the international states.
Mm.
So I started seeing the hand of God in my life. Mm. You know. At times, I also have a printing business.
Mm.
So at times, the printer stops working for somewhat other reason.
Mm.
And then I put a hand on it and I say, God, I cannot have something that does not work.
Yes.
You know, please revive this thing.
Oh, call now. Yeah.
Yes, you are there. Mm. I cannot, you know. So I talk to him on the basis that I'm a born-again Christian, that I'm a new creation.
Mm.
Because the Bible says when a man is joined to Christ, he's a new creation.
You know, Mokaja, omunye would think of umlingo. This is not a magic. It's all about faith.
Yes.
Ukholwa. The Bible said everything is possible, not to anyone, but to a believer.
Yes.
So that is not a magic. Akuzange kwenzeke nje ngokuthi omunye uzothi no, it was a coincidence.
No.
But uvela umshini. No. Ukholwa. It's all about believing.
Yes.
In the word.
True. That is true. The Bible says with faith as a mustard seed you can move mountains.
Mm.
If you believe.
If you believe.
If you believe, you're halfway there.
Sesivala umago madodo ngiyalithanda ke lelo. I love this one. Says Vala Mokaja. When people hear your name, Mokaja,
yes,
in 10 years. Mm. So, what do you hope they'll associate it with?
I want them to associate it with a man who feared God, who loved God.
Mm.
Who wanted to uplift the kingdom of God in every possible way that he can.
Mm.
The man who utilizes his abilities, his love for all humanity, to contribute towards the upliftment of kingdom come.
Mm.
A person who was unshaken in his faith, a person who believed that all is impossible with God.
Mm.
A person who stepped into unfamiliar territories and spoken to presidents around the world who exalted influence around this nation.
Mm.
A small being, but yet big in mind, big in thinking.
Mm.
A big thinker.
Mm.
A force to be reckoned with.
Mm. I love that. May God bless you.
Thank you so much, sir.
That's what I can say.
God bless you too.
May God bless you. May God open all those closed doors. They'll talk. They've started talking.
Yes.
They will never stop talking.
They will never.
But what we need to do is to press on.
Yes.
Everything is possible through prayer.
Yes.
That's where we break to the barriers.
Yes. And sorry, I wanted to say this. God has given us not a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of love and of sound mind. Mm. The spirit of fear does not come from God.
True, true.
So, if you have an idea you want to sell in the streets, do it. Don't think about what other people will say. Think about your provision. Think about your future. Because as you said, people will always talk. You win, they talk. You lose, they talk.
They talk.
So focus on yourself. That's what I taught myself, that I should focus on me. I do not care what another person thinks.
I like the fact that you are emphasizing that, because I always say to people, if you want to start something, if you want to initiate something, just wake up and do that thing. Just don't even go to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, or ask your neighbor, Uguti, I'm thinking of doing this thing. You're going to be discouraged.
Yes.
But wake up and pray, and then we call.
I'm glad you mentioned prayer. You know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mokaja, thank you so much for your time. May God bless you. May God fulfill all your purposes. Ukuthi konke lokho okuyistruggle kuwena, uNkulunkulu akuqondise and kube possible in front of your eyes. Siyabonga kakhulu ngesikhathi sakho.
Thank you so much, sir. I'm so honored to have been here.
Thank you so much. There was a youth leader, entrepreneur, as well as an innovator, sharing insight on building empires and making an impact. Bruno Mars, just the way you...
This is an MUT Radio podcast.